Still hoping talking can prevent invading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Until the tanks are actually moving, the planes are actually flying, the bombs are actually dropping, we're going to do everything we can with diplomacy.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CNN State of the Union. He'll meet again with his Russian counterpart later this week. And
Press Secretary Jen Psaki is confirming President Biden's willing to meet in principle with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
But the Russian leader says there are no concrete plans for such a meeting, as the White House admits.
In a statement late Sunday night, currently Russia appears to be continuing preparations for a full-scale assault on Ukraine very soon.
Fox's Jill Nato. There's been fighting in eastern Ukraine already for several days involving Russian-backed rebels. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed over the weekend.
The Russian Defense Ministry claims that a Ukrainian shell was fired into their territory this morning. These statements should be viewed with skepticism, as the Russians and Russian-backed separatists have provided very little evidence to show proof of Ukrainian attacks.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. It's closing time at the second trial for the three white men already convicted of murdering a black man in Georgia. Fox's Eben Brown is on the case live.
Yeah, Dave, this is a federal hate crimes trial for the three men already convicted by the state of Georgia for murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Gregory and Travis McMichael, along with their neighbor William Bryan, are already sentenced to life in prison. But federal prosecutors argued their shooting and killing of Arbery inside their Brunswick area neighborhood was motivated by racial hate. They showed the jury examples of text messages on social media in which the three used racial slurs and expressed violence towards African Americans, Dave.
Eben, in Minnesota, the federal trial continues for three ex-cops charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights in his much-protested 2020 death. One has yet to testify. Two others already have. Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murdering Floyd, pleaded guilty to the civil rights charges already. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. remains adamant Russia will be punished if it invades Ukraine.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says American troops will not engage Russian forces directly in an invasion. Sanctions yet to be imposed will be the response. On ABC's This Week, Austin said the severity of those will be felt.
It may not affect Mr. Putin to the degree that it's going to affect the average Russian. And, you know, the decisions that he's making now will bring about a lot of pain and suffering.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Republicans in Congress want to sanction Russia now, not wait. An elderly couple found dead in Florida, and it turns out they're related to an infamous fraudster.
Bernie Madoff's 87-year-old sister, Sandra Weiner, and her 90-year-old husband, Marvin, were discovered with gunshot wounds, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Their deaths are being investigated as a murder-suicide. Ponzi scheme King Madoff swindled investors of more than $65 billion and died in prison in April. His sister and her husband were reportedly victims of Madoff's fraud. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there'll be no trading because it's President's Day. A rookie won NASCAR's most famous race, the Daytona 500.
23-year-old Austin Cindric. From Mooresville, North Carolina, in his eighth Cup start.
Austin Cindric edged Bubba Wallace by 36 hundredths of a second to win, 1 year since Cindric was among three Roger Penske drivers who crashed on the final lap, which dictated the game plan for this race. Austin Cindric and teammate Ryan Blaney opened the two-lap overtime shootout beside each other on the track. Blaney finished fourth. Bubba Wallace, second for the second time at Daytona. Chase Briscoe was third. Jared Max, Fox News.
In the NBA All-Star Game, Steph Curry shined brightest, scoring 50 points with a record 16 threes to lead Team LeBron past Team Durant 163-160. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.